Are we connected?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, people shit.
Everybody, welcome to Frenchie Talks. I'm just now waking up in the morning. Excuse the yawns. I am here with Christina Rio. Miss Rio, introduce yourself. Let them know who you are.
Well, I am Miss Christina Rio, tattoo model out of Compton. Entrepreneur. I have my own line. Mother to a crazy six-year-old. Wife. And yeah, all that cool stuff.
Okay, so explain a little bit more about your line, because I know people like a line. What kind of line is it?
It is a clothing brand, Lindeza Clothing. Lindeza meaning like beyond physical beauty, and Portuguese. I am mixed with Brazilian. That's where you get Rio from. But yeah, it's pretty much like an urban line. It is for your fashion urbanista, your skateboarders, your skaters, your surfers, your beach life, pretty much West Coast vibe. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much just being comfy in your own skin, you know, living the lifestyle, all that good stuff. So you guys tap in www.lindezaclothing.com. Also have an Instagram at Lindeza Clothing Co.
Okay, good question. How long you been in business though?
For about 2 years. 2 years, coming up on 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out there working. So how long has it been since you've been in front of the camera?
Wow, since before CJ. So I did mention that CJ is 6 years old. So
it's been 6 years?
Years, yeah, about 6-7 years. I would say about
to get in front of that camera.
I'm ready. A little bit different from, you know, when I was younger. Got some mommy weight on me now, but it's beautiful, and I wouldn't mind putting it and fawning in front of the camera a little bit for you guys.
Exactly. But let's get into it. How the hell do you feel about this Rihanna and A$AP Rocky?
Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing. Rihanna, you know, has been, I mean, in my eyes, from the outside looking in, it was like she wanted that family. All her relationships weren't just like, you know, like Kim Kardashian relationships where it's like a drop of a dime. Not trying to, you know, bash her last marriage or anything like that, but you know, Riri has always, you can tell she has always tried to start a family and just have that family lifestyle. So that's, I'm happy for her.
I'm happy too. I just, you know, A$AP, to me personally, he just doesn't, you know, I don't know, just doesn't do it for me. I don't know. But I mean, it's just his last comments. I just feel like the media, like, you know, they totally forget about certain things. Because I remember he said something about he don't even want to date black women like that. And then for him to get one pregnant, it's just like, what?
Yeah.
Kind of lost.
Happy change of heart. Maybe Riri came up in there and was like, and he was like, okay, Ri.
Okay, this black queen goddess stuff, you know, right here.
Yes, he gave him a different perspective. You know, maybe he needed that one black queen to come in his life and change that. And it happened. Now they about to have a beautiful baby. So, yeah.
That's going to be interesting. So, have you seen the new Nicki Minaj and Lil Baby video?
No.
It's actually interesting. I don't know if Nicki Minaj is trying to be an actress, but it's working for me. It's giving what it's supposed to give.
She's always talked about, like when Nicki first came out, I was, you know, not that I'm not a big fan of it now, but I was one of those people that clinged on to, you know, the whole Nikki Barbie thing. I thought it was cool. I wasn't a Barbie, but I liked it for her. And so, you know, she talked about, I've watched her documentary, the one she had on MTV, and she's talked about, you know, trying to become an actress. And, you know, she did a lot of, like, in her videos, she always had those things where she was, if you notice, she's, like, acting in the beginning, you know, like some type of theater go on before her video. So
yeah,
that's cool. If she jumping into it, that's probably her calling. She liked it. She talked about how much she liked it.
You want to know something? She has grown on me. It's been times where I'll sit there and be like, all right, she doing too much with all the pink and the Barbie stuff. But yeah, it kind of grew on me. I'm gonna be honest with you, it kind of grew on me. I like the song. Like, she really, it really showed like a lot of her strengths of being an actress. But yeah, I like stuff like, what'd you say?
I'm gonna go watch it.
Yeah, I just got finished watching it. It was pretty dope. It's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world right now. I'm just sitting here looking at the internet and I'm just like, it's like,
it's of the news this morning. I usually watch the news in the morning. Last few days I've been watching like Raising Dion and and other stuff that's dropped. I've been binging, but I need to get my dose of the news and see what's going on out there.
Yeah, it's a lot of crazy shit going on right now. I'm looking like U.S. Army will immediately begin discharging soldiers refusing the COVID-19 vaccination. So all the people that's in the military, if you want to get out quick, you know, just refuse the COVID-19. That's crazy. Like, they just like, okay, you're not going to take it, I'm going to kick your ass out. That's crazy. There's a lot going on.
That is crazy.
Like, just imagine somebody sitting here giving all their years and then this crazy pandemic happened and they saying like, oh, we're gonna discharge you because you don't want to take this shot.
Yeah, it's like forcing, because I mean, some people love being in the military. That's their job, that's all they used to, that's all they know. And then just that fast, you know, you're like, let's say, you know, someone high in the ranks just really don't want to do that shit.
But and I mean, like, sudden, like, yeah,
about to come trembling, you know, or tumbling down, or you may just, like I said, force. You're being forced to take. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I would, you know, if I was high in the ranks and my lifestyle's all I knew, and you know, they just, because I mean, I couldn't even imagine like a sergeant or just anything higher than that, a general, like just in the civilian world after doing that for so long. When they get old, yeah, when they get old, that's just, it's obvious, you old, bro, it's time to go home, time to retire. Right. But someone who really been doing it for like 20-25 years and they still, yeah, still got it to go, you know, still got more years to serve. Mm-hmm. And you really got to make that decision. That's tough.
It's like, I feel like they just literally taking you by the neck and just hanging you on a tree. Like, either you gonna take this or not. Like, and then just throw them back into the regular world. What if they don't, what if they can't even cope to even like live in a regular world? You know
which
what I mean?
What happens? I mean, people go into the military just for a little bit and have PTSD. So, and then to come out into the real world and have to cope with just, you know, living
regular
out of the
world. Yeah.
A regular lifestyle at that, civilian.
That is freaking crazy. So one thing I wanted to ask is this. So since you're married, how does it feel? Okay, so what type of, like, okay, when you got engaged, like, what type of engagement was it? Was it dramatic, over the top, or was it very personable, or like, you know, to yourself?
It was very personable. Of course, as we all do, we make things public and put things on Facebook and social media. But as far as what he did for me, it was, he woke me up on the side of my bed. And at like 6 o'clock in the morning, I was knocked out, girl. He tapped me. I'm like, and he like pretty much like said my name like in a way to like get your attention to like look.
Yeah.
And I looked over and he was like kneeling on the side of the bed and was like, "Will you marry me?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Aw, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I like proposals like that. No, not knocking the ones that do the extra shit, but I just don't really like everybody, you know, in that type of moment. Like, sometimes it's cute, sometimes it's just too much, but I think that's cute. Like, my mom and my dad, they got proposed in their bedroom. Like, my dad proposed to my mom in her bedroom, too. Like, okay. That's cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's personable. It's like, y'all just together, and it's just, you know, together, you know?
You know, that's crazy. Do I even know how my father proposed to my mom? I don't think I've ever asked. I just know they met on Soul Train. And, you know, Soul Train is like, for them to meet on Soul Train, I was like, that's a story in itself. So I
wait, hold on, they met on Soul Train.
Yeah.
They was dancing it up.
Yes, girl. So that's the story in itself. I've always just lived on that, you know, like that's like always been the highlight of their relationship to me. So I've never even asked, like, "Hey, Dad, so how did you propose to mom?" I gotta ask that. Ooh,
exactly. Like, "Daddy, how did you propose to mommy?" Like, that's crazy. Yeah. But that's dope. That's actually a story to tell. Like, your mom and dad met on Soul Train. So you like dancing too?
I like to get my boogie on.
Y'all, they was over there boogie wonderland and shit. Oh my goodness.
For real.
That is fucking cute. That is too cute. So,
man, I wish we had a Soul Train though.
You said what?
I wish we had one.
You want to know something? If they rebooted Soul Train, I for sure will be on that shit.
Oh, we gotta go together.
I'm about to go.
So we can do the board.
Huh? You said what?
So we can do the board.
I'm sitting there trying to guess whatever questions.
What artist is next? I think it'd be like it'd be stuff like that, right? Or not?
Mm-hmm. I think it was like that. I think they used to ask questions like, who had such and such Grammys or some shit like that, and then like it's like mixed up, but the name is right there. You just had to figure it out.
I know. Oh shit. Okay.
Look at that. Oh my god. So music today for me is all over the place. What's one of your favorite songs going like popping off right now?
Oh man. You know what, Shanae? Like, you would be so surprised that I listen to like jazz music, and I listen to a whole bunch of different like genres, but that is like putting somebody on the spot.
Yep. Tell me something good. Tell me what you be listening to.
Oh my god, you really got me like
She like, girl, that's hard. I'll go first.
It is really hard because I be having like my playlist and my go-to, but I am having such a fart, like a brain fucking fart right now.
It's like, so what I like is how about this? I'm gonna give you a swing off. So I listen to, I don't even know the name of this person. He's more like a producer, but a DJ, I guess. So you kind of see where I'm going off with it already. It's like EDM music a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been listening to them. So if anybody know what I'm talking about, he won a Grammy last year for the best like electronic album. And guess what? He black.
Okay.
So, and then like he has remember the group The Internet?
Yeah, I think so.
What is it? I don't even want to start singing. They're gonna be like, girl, don't start singing. I think it was like
hold on. I think.
No. It goes like, girl, they don't know your words.
Hey.
Yeah, that's all. Okay. With my sister. She kind of like brought me back to that group, because she's like really like doing her thing. I had to shout out my sister real quick, because she is doing a lot of celebrity hair. Like, she does one of the bass guitar dudes in that damn group, Steve Lacy. So it's pretty dope. Yeah. So like, yeah, that group, the lead singer, she sings on one of my favorite songs on that electronic album. Like, I never thought that I'd be sitting there listening to music like that, but ever since I've been listening to his album, I've just been like drifting off more and more and more and finding other things.
More into the genre,
Yes, and I was just like, this shit is chill. Like, it's not even all that bad. Like, it's like driving music for show.
Yeah, like Alina Baraz. Like, I listen to like Alina Baraz, Sabrina Claudio.
Yes.
For some reason, right now, I have on repeat like Willow Smith, that is called Wait a Minute. I think I just put it on my Instagram.
Okay, so I need to listen to that, because she had this one song with her playing guitar.
It's what it, how it be like, and you and then go right now. It's really dope. It's really, really, really dope. I know I probably
don't get
too much of it, but it's really dope.
Let me find out that song. Now you got me looking on the phone trying to figure out what it is. And to figure it out.
It's a fun song.
This song came out in 2017, okay?
What happened to pop up for whatever reason. You know, like, I was cleaning up the house. I was letting my little playlist go, and instead of it being like my direct playlist, it was like recommendations, and it came on, and I was like, okay,
this not too bad.
So I fucked with Willow.
You said it's called Wait a Minute?
Yes.
Yeah, because the song that I'm talking about that I've been listening, blasting out the damn car 1,000 times, is called A Reason by her. Oh my God. That song is dope. Like, you gotta be high to.
So it looks like we're gonna have to go to a Willow concert together.
For real.
And now I know I got somebody I can go with.
I'm like, Willow in concert? I'm going.
If I ever decide I wanna pull up on some of her shit one day.
No, for real. I'm definitely down to go to see Willow. Oh, I found it. Wait a minute. And it was on her 2015 album.
Danny, he took it even more back, so I'm just late to the party. I'm sorry, Willow.
Like, I'm late to the party. I'm about to put that in my smooth playlist, okay?
It's a really dope. It gave me Cali vibes, like, you know.
I like people like that.
Freeway, you know, we gotta take the freeway everywhere we go in California, and the shits be traffic. So,
and then you need something to tune yourself down, because you know, people crazy. Like, this crazy white woman that was on my ass this morning in a Mercedes, like, she was literally riding my ass. And then girl, I don't know, to be in traffic, because you know, when you're on that 710 going to the city, it's just, where can you go? It's trucks, honey. What are you doing?
I was about to say, we all going in the same direction. Like, you should have left. You should have left earlier.
It's like, make it make sense.
Earlier.
Oh my God. I want to ask you something.
What?
What is the craziest shoot that you ever done?
The craziest thing I've ever done, and I can't even remember. Oh my God, I can't even remember who shot it. So the photographer is so upset with me, but I can't remember where it was neither. But I know that it was where a waterfall was, and some rocks and some water. It was to get to it, and I had on sandals. Oh my gosh, man, I had on sandals.
Oh, do you still got that picture? Because I want to put a reel together so people know what the hell we talking about.
I'm going to find it. I believe I do. I will have to go through my... I don't know if I have pictures of us getting to the rocks, but I definitely know that I can find a picture of the, like, the final picture.
I definitely get you.
But yeah, it was to get to these rocks though, and to get to this waterfall, you had to, like, you know, climb up the side of, like, inclined mountainside. Not necessarily mountainside, but it felt like mountainside. It was probably just mud and dirt, just hard, whatever the case may be. But yeah, I was slipping and sliding to get over there. And then the water was so cold. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
See, look. Brought back the memory because I remember how cold that water was. And I was thinking to myself, like, why did I agree to do this? It must have been winter.
She said, why did I agree to do this? Man, I know. It fucking was cold. Cold as hell.
That water was cold as shit. But, I mean, I did it. I had to do what needed to be done to get the shot, which all models should have the same, you know.
Exactly.
Psychological. Like, if you in this modeling game, like, you better be bound to be uncomfortable. Cold, snow.
Y'all heard that? Because I told a couple of models this all the time. Like, you cannot sit here and say, oh, I'm not comfortable doing this and that and that. And guess what? You're going to miss your break.
Well, I don't mean being, and ladies, we don't mean being comfortable as far as, like, being naked and nude. Do those as comfortable as you can. What I mean is,
when you got to put a tarantula on your face.
If you got to, if you got to land across these train tracks to get this shot, you better lay across these train tracks to get this shot.
You better make it look good.
Yeah, you better make it seem like the train tracks is your best friend. Like, mm-mm.
Facts.
You gotta do what needs to be done. Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of people do get that misconstrued when I say, you know, you gotta be comfortable, like, or you're gonna miss your shot. Like, nobody, look, if somebody's sitting here coming to you saying, like, oh, I'm gonna give you $1 million if you just shoot naked, would you do it? Hell yeah, I'll do it. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Me, I would do it too.
I'm doing it.
But for the girl who is not comfortable with doing it, baby, don't do it if you don't want to. Like,
I know you're just gonna be missing out on that money. But anyway, not saying that you should pose for money, but I'm just saying,
you stupid.
I'm just saying, like, seriously, if somebody came to you on some weird shit talking about they gonna pay you $300 just so you can just, like, pose, not even artistically, you know, like, it's weird.
Gonna be covered with some gold or some glitter or some rhinestones. Or a rose somewhere, or just really, you know, in an artistic way, laying in a pool, in the water, where your body is just being, you know, just anything. Like, if it's just, like, straight up Playboy.
Legs cocked open, and you got your tongue out, and you holding your titty.
Then,
come on now. You know what it is. You know what time it is.
Then, yeah. So
that's funny. So how many magazines have you been in? Let them know.
Oh my God. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm throwing you on the spot.
I have.
She acting so shy. She a whole ass model right here.
Okay, so.
She quiet. Why are you quiet?
Okay. No, I'm not quiet. I went to go get them. I got magazines.
Oh, she said, let me go get these magazines so I can count. You heard that?
Okay, you guys. So I have Urban Ink right here. It was the special all pinup edition. It came out in 2014. That one was bomb. I love that one. Then I was in Black Men. I was the 40 on 40 edition with Wakango in the front and Black China 2012. That one was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I did Ink the Magazine, Prototype Magazine, JLP, Street Approved, Ink Dolls. A few of those were more of local, LA based. Some of them were states on the East Coast, more of your local, and then others were, of course, international, like the Black Men and the Urban Ink. Oh, Bella Peach Magazine, Lindezza was recently in that one, January 2021. We just So we making a comeback in little ways. Rio and Lindeza together. Rio. See? That sounds bomb. Rio Lindeza.
I'm there. She said that sounds bomb. No, seriously, like I need you to make a comeback for real.
No, you guys are just gonna see them more, you know. We're gonna be a little more mature about it. You're gonna see the more entrepreneur side of Rio this time around. But you will be getting those nice, you know, photos. Hopefully I will be getting myself back into, you know, just the game, just a little bit though. Just tiptoe up in here a little bit. Put my toe in the dough.
And then just like get comfortable. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Get comfortable again. That's gonna be cool. So when the last time you had game night? I know you like, where the hell she coming with these questions?
No, that's fine. Game night, I have never been to a game night before. Oh, I take that back. You are bringing up memories, girl. been like 19, 20
for game night. Oh, we need an adult edition.
I was like 19, 20, and yeah, I had some friends, some really close friends too, and we were just playing like some of your regular, you know, raids and all that other crap that you play.
I want to put something together like that. I want to put something together. I want to get a big ass Airbnb and invite everybody and their mama. That's cool. And have a game night. Bring your own bottle and everything, you know, and just have a game night. Something on some grown, yeah, like on some grown people vibes. Nothing on no weird stuff, you know. So
don't be no poor sports. Y'all better get ready to get beat, or you know, whatever. Coming up in here crying.
Rio, so, I'm gonna be a poor sport. I'm sorry. When it comes to
throwing the cards down.
Uno, we fighting. Don't bring out Uno cards. People fighting. I'm telling you right now. I swear, the last time I played Uno, I swear my homegirl was ready to beat my ass. I'm like, four. Reverse, bitch. Draw four.
Don't be mad because you landed on my block and you owe me some money. Like,
we playing Monopoly all day.
Like, don't be mad. Don't be mad at
that
me.
That is hilarious. Oh, we need to play Jenga with some shots.
What is Jenga's the one where you have to pull the block out?
Yes, but I need to find the one that's like the big one, like the big Jenga instead of the small one.
A bowling alley before, and they have some Jenga sitting on the table in the game. And I was like,
these huge. Jenga. I was like,
these dope though.
Yep. I want to find those. That would be so dope.
Well, when you put that together, let me know so I can be.
Oh, by the way.
My PJs.
I will be in Vegas on the 11th
of February.
Yep, next month. I mean, next week.
That was really quick. Okay.
Yeah, I need to go get my tattoo done by Jonay. I need butterflies. Okay. I want butterflies, and he make pretty butterflies. So I was just like, let me go over there, cause he's in Vegas, so. If I'm going to go to Vegas, I might as well get my tattoo as well, you know?
Okay, well, I guess I'll be there with you.
Yeah, while I'm sitting there just looking crazy as hell, because I don't like pain. I have tattoos, but I don't know. Like, I can't, girl. You brave, that's all I can say.
Well, that braveness came a long time ago, and I always have to explain this to people because they be like, oh my God, like, how can you? Today, Christina Rio cannot do that. Can I just sit there and get a tattoo probably without sweating my balls off? Like,
I'm dead.
Like, I am so off pain. I haven't felt it in so long as far as like, you know, I can only imagine only like getting my first tattoo all over again, which I got at Compton High when I was 16.
You got your first tattoo when you were 16, girl. You the shit. I can't.
Yeah. My dad came and got me for my birthday during lunchtime. And I
went. You to go get a tattoo?
he took me to go get a tattoo from his boy in a garage. It's a fire tattoo. It's bomb.
Where he at? I need a tattoo.
I'm like, it's a good tattoo too. But he went, he came and picked me up and during lunchtime and dropped me off pretty much by 6 period. And,
and you had
before it was time to go home.
See, look, my dad is somewhat the same way, because like I remember I was sitting here looking at him and I said, damn, I was more on piercings than it was tattoos for me. Like, okay. I told my dad, I was like, I want my belly pierced. And he looked at me, he said, all right, when you turn 16, you can get your belly pierced. So when January 17th came, my mom was hot. Oh. She took me to the Delamo swap meet and got my belly pierced.
I wish I would have had my. I really wasn't in a piercing. I don't think, even though I think nipple piercings are sexy.
Girl, I had that shit.
Mm-mm. But I wasn't. Even though I had my under eye pierced, but I only had it for a little.
Wait, your under eye?
Yeah, you know, people was getting like their cheek, but see, I have like really, you know, like nice, like cheekbones. I felt, you know, hopefully y'all feel the same way too.
Oh, you talk about that piercing,
and
like so right
you
there.
Piercing right underneath, like your eye, pretty much. And for me, it accented my face a lot. But I didn't have it for too long. Maybe for a few years, but. Not for too long. And then my tongue piercing, I eventually took that out. My lip piercing, eventually took that out.
Girl, I pierced my tongue twice. The first time I took it out, I was trying to take it out with a damn plier. My dad was cracking up. Said, don't get that shit. Girl, that shit hurt. My tongue was swollen, okay?
I can't imagine.
I said, get this shit out. I took that out. Years later, I think 2015, I got it done again. Why I do that?
Because that had to be even more, because you're going back into a wound.
Yeah.
You know, our wounds, you know, even though they heal on top, they take long, long, long time.
Inside.
Underneath to heal. And so, you reopening your wound, girl.
But get this, though. Where the guy pierced it before, it was towards somewhat the back, but this time when they pierced it again, it was kind of in the front a little bit.
Okay, but you didn't.
That still hurt.
Oh, but what you thought, because you thought because you were going towards the front and it's like a little more less meat that it wasn't gonna feel the same.
Girl, I was over there talking like Daffy Duck. I'm dead. It was like I'm trying to sit here and talk. I can't talk. Like no, I didn't like that. I was like, I need to talk. Take this shit the fuck out. Like I couldn't do it. A waste of $50.
That is funny.
Girl,
I'm wasting my money too. I took my piercings out.
Wasting money.
I had them in for a while though, so I guess it wasn't a waste, you know. I had them for a minute. It's just that after a while, I was just over it. It's time to move on from that. But I got my nose pierced. I love my nose piercing. So
I had my nose pierced in 2015 too. I think that's what it is. I just need some pain. I don't know who the hell to go to for tattoos right now.
My sister does tattoos.
Where's she at?
LaShare. I will, you know, hook you up with that afterwards. Big yes. Harley, you guys. Big Harley. She does
tattoos.
She does the twos. She's done a lot of mine. I've mentioned her in a lot of my magazines.
Her tattoos are so pretty, y'all.
She does really good. She's kind of like the real reason why I'm kind of covered up. Because she was just like, at one point, she was just like, let's go.
Was she doing a lot of practicing? Because, like, your tattoos look legit.
Yes and no. She was already running a shop.
So you basically was a walking billboard
for, you know, she started tattooing on me. So I wasn't necessarily a guinea, no.
But you was basically her walking billboard.
Yeah, I was. As for a lot of other tattoo artists, but for her mainly, yeah.
That's Keeper, actually smart.
Keeper is another tattoo artist from Long Beach that he did my chest tattoo. He did my chest piece.
Girl, that shit like it hurt.
It did. It really did. But the shading, it's the shading for me. Once you get to the shading, it's kind of like a smooth little ride after that. It's the lining in the beginning that is like, ouchie. Are you ready for that? Over here trying to get these butterflies.
I don't want no tattoos on my chest now. Hold on. I just want, what I do want is, I'm going to get a tattoo like where my panty line is.
Oh, that's sexy.
And you know what I'm talking about.
You know, our skin is thin around that area in general, like our thigh, you know, our thigh right there, like all that stuff, you know, it's like the skin is like very sensitive, so that's gonna be ouchy too.
I'm gonna do it because I want to do it. I just gotta get it done, you know. I just want to get a butterfly right there, a butterfly at the top of my butt, like a cluster of butterflies like at the bottom of my thigh and on the other side, like with like some mural going around my butt.
Okay.
I want to do something creative, but I'm trying to figure out who got the best work. That's the thing.
I can't even think of getting a tattoo right now.
She's like, no, I'm good.
Where would I even put it? No, I'm kidding, guys. I got
room. I'm dead. Don't be trying to make it seem like you tatted up like that. Come on.
I am.
Oh my God.
I am. But
you could get tatted on your legs.
I have two big ones on my leg.
On your calf.
Nothing on my calf. Nothing on the bottom area. Do y'all know the pain that someone is going to go through in order to get some tattoos in any of like your feet is like all bone. Then in the front of your leg is your shin bone and all that. And then your calf, yeah, but that's like all.
Basically, find places where it's meaty. Well, I can say that that's true what she's saying, because when my first tattoo was on my wrist, that shit hurt.
That hurt for mine too. I have a tattoo on my hand that is unfinished because I did not take that needle tapping up against that bone. Like, that was just crazy.
It's like, no, I'm good.
And I have one that's right on the wrist too.
Like, I'm talking about, you know, like the, like when you flip your wrist up, above, like turning around,
like right on the top.
Not the top.
Oh, you mean like the sensitive skin right here on the
underneath your arm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I can't. This is a lot.
That's probably the same type of skin that's on your panty line.
Girl, I'm gonna take it though.
Oh yeah, take it. Take it, get it, whatever for you. I wanna start getting little stuff too that I, you know, now that I'm older, there are things that, significant things that, you know, are very meaningful to me that I would love to get tattooed. I might, you know, I might go ahead and do it. Because right now these tattoos say they scream 22-year-old.
Tattoos is like screaming like I'm young as hell.
Yeah, I do in a way. There's some tattoos that you can see the growth. You can see a older mindset, you know, in some places, things that, you know, were mindful to me, like my cheetah print. Yeah. I really think that, you know, like, for me, that's, like, my altar spirit animal. because it's not my spirit animal, but it's like my altered spirit animal. And I really feel like, you know, I'm just that lioness, not in a way of a lioness, but just, it's hard to explain, but
I get what you're saying. It's
cherry blossoms. Mm-hmm. I have my cherry blossoms. That's something that's, I love those things. Them flowers are beautiful. Like, I have them here in my home now. Music, I have like music and stuff like that. So it showed that. But then there's other things. I'm not even gonna tell y'all. Y'all gonna have to just go look yourself. That I was just, you can tell that I was just in a fairy tale world. Barbie girl.
I said, and just having fun, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's nothing wrong with it.
No, those will probably, though, get altered in some way where they are touched up, things added, maybe something covered up. Who knows? Who knows? If I can even get through just one in the future. Okay.
I swear to God, like, if y'all see her tattoos, y'all be like, what is she talking about?
Yeah, we talk about after this baby, though. We're not talking about before being a mom and being so careful and just, you know.
All I gotta say is this. How was that birth, though?
He was 9.5 pounds. So,
first of all, bless you.
Yeah, he was 9.5 pounds, and I had him naturally.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And you talking about
afterwards, the doctor gonna say, oh, if we had that big, I wouldn't have let you push him out. Like, that is real.
Girl, it's a little bit too late for that. Like, for real, yeah.
Because they measured it. They measured, you know how they get the measuring and stuff like that. And so they can see, you know, how they say, oh, we can tell how big the baby is by the circumference of their head. Okay, go ahead. So he was supposed to be quote unquote 7 pounds. So, yeah, that was a 2 pound difference. Long Beach Memorial.
Oh my God. Yeah, Sammy was born at Long Beach Memorial, and he was 5 pounds because he didn't want to stay in there that long.
Oh no, he was like, mommy, like, see the world.
He's like, I think the world is definitely ready for me. I'm coming out, like, right now. Like, he did not stay in there, and that boy is intelligent as hell. It's creepy. I'm sitting there trying to calculate some stuff, and he'd be like, mom, it's 460. I'm like, okay, human calculator. Nobody asked you. Trying to make mommy seem stupid. It's funny.
No, but it was, all in all, I think I had one of the, like, my water broke and I was still just having a jolly good old time with everybody that was still in the room with me. Actually, no, my water didn't break. Let's take that back. They made me start going into labor. So they induced my labor. And then I was having contractions. Sorry. I was having contractions, which is what I meant. I was having contractions and was still having a jolly good old time. And then it was once they broke my water, because I was just dilating and dilating and dilating and no kid. And then so they broke my water. Now, once that happened, you guys, it was like a movie. That's when everything slowed down. The pain, it was like on 100. And I was like, all right, we can bring that lady up in here now so she can put this thing in my back. Because I was going to try to thug it out and be one of them moms that just thug it out and don't get no medication.
Girl, fuck that. Induce me. I can put all that shit.
DJ came. I was pushing so hard, they had to give me air. They had to put the thing over me because I was running out of... It was too much. The kid was just... He wasn't supposed to come out that way. That's He was like, yo, I'm 9.5 pounds. What are y'all doing? This is not the way... This is not I ain't trying to come through the tunnel.
That is crazy. Oh, girl, you scaring me. I can't do it no more. Look, Zay, when I had him, I literally snatched him out. I said, he got to go. Get him out. When my mom said, oh, I see his hand, I said, perfect. Took his hand and drug him out of there. Okay, like, get out.
In the hospital?
Yes, I swear. Oh, like, I'm not even fucking lying. I swear to God, when my mom said, I see a hand. And I was like, oh, you do? I looked at them. I swear, I moved that doctor out the way and I pulled my baby out.
Oh, my Jesus.
I said, get him out. I was tired of being pregnant. I was like, get him out. I don't want to do this no more.
I feel you on being tired. That last, man. It's just like eviction notice. Boop, you need to come the fuck on. Like,
I literally evicted him like I was the sheriff. So I literally pulled his ass out. Okay. Literally, get out. Like, ain't nobody got time for this. Like, it was taking forever to come out. I was in labor for 18 fucking hours. Okay. Man. With no medicine. Walking around thinking I'm about to do it naturally. Right. And then they checked me again. They said, oh, we're going to have to induce you because he even popped the bag. What? You mean, I said, where was the water then? what did you say the water broke? He popped the bag, right? Oh my God. So they had to give me the epidural, gave me the epidural. And after they induced me, I kept telling them, I said, I think I got to use a restroom. They was like, no, that's the baby. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, shoot. I said, I'm glad I didn't shit. You know, some people
be shitting and stuff. Yeah, I'm glad that never happened.
The restroom, guys. No, we didn't.
I swear, like, look, if you have to use a restroom, it could be either the baby or, yeah, you probably might have to do that. But I always made sure I would go to the restroom. I don't care how much pain I was in. I would go to the restroom. If I had the baby in the toilet, hey, he just had to come out that way. I don't know. I don't know.
It happens. That's what Lifetime said. That's what they be trying to say. These women, you know, they be having that, I didn't know I was pregnant reality show. And these women be at work, be like, oh, my stomach was hurting. I felt like and then go use the bathroom and the baby be there.
I feel like shit. I didn't know I was pregnant. Like, but my thing is, come on now. You didn't really know that you was pregnant. Like, you just thought you was fat.
That's what Lifetime said.
Lifetime be some bullshit.
Lifetime said that these women did not know they was pregnant, and these women said they did not know they was pregnant. So
I'm fucking dead. Oh man.
But you guys, my baby, but I ain't having no more kids, so. No more baby talk.
No more baby talk. But I hope everybody that's listening has a baby pretty soon. Anyway, so fuck your life.
Babies on
insulin. Fuck your life.
We wish you twins.
We wish you twins and triplets. Fuck all y'all.
Two girls.
Y'all need to feel this pay. No, but these kids are really great. I am not gonna sit here and hold you there. If I didn't have them, I'd probably be boring. Like, bored with my life.
Bing bong. I'm sorry. The way you said it, you was like, bored with my life. Like, bing bong.
Bored with my life. Seriously. I'm happy I have them, you know? Like, you know how some women be like, oh, they're my life. They help me push. And like, no. Let me explain to you how my babies help me push. If I'm down and I'm crying, my oldest will come to me and be like, mama, what you crying for? Reality check. That's what I mean by they push me to do more, okay? Even my youngest, like, if I'm, like, crying because I'm, like, irritated by something or whatever, something is a little bit frustrating for me or whatever, he'll be looking at me and start laughing.
I was about to be like, dang, my baby, he's just not sensitive at all. Because it's been times where I probably cry from reasons that he wouldn't know, of course. But he just look at me
and he's cracking up.
He don't crack up, but he just on about his business.
Like, whatever. She'll get over it. Like, not even, mommy, are you okay? My baby don't do that. He just be looking at me and he be like, okay, come on. Like, I remember I was crying over a breakup or something, and my son was looking at me, and he was like, mommy, you gotta go to work. And gave me my work boots and was pushing me out the door.
Oh, that's a nice little pick-me-up.
Okay.
So that's what I mean by my kids is my motivation. Literally, that's what I mean by motivation.
Yeah.
Maybe waking you up to reality. Like, yeah, you're going to cry today. You're going to cry tomorrow. You're going to fake it like you're going to make it something. Yeah, you need to wake up.
Yeah, he's just a walking me. Oh. I got to take care of it. No, I'm playing.
I'll be sitting there looking like, yeah, okay.
He's my Buddha. He's mama baby, though. He's my baby.
Damn. But other than that, we're going to wrap up this show because we got to get back to our motherly duties. You know, we got to pick up kids in a minute. Got to make dinner and stuff. Clean up the house. Wash the clothes. You know.
Oh, my God.
And then get back on our boss option shit.
Pick up the shit from the bathrooms. Oh, my God. Now I'm playing, guys.
She got to order. She got to ship out some orders and stuff. You know, we got to get back on our
entrepreneurship. So do you. So do you.
I have to as well. Thank you for everybody that has been ordering and who's been sharing and so on and so forth. And once again, please go check out her clothing line. Drop your information one more time, Rio.
We have Instagram at Lindeza Clothing Co. And website is www.lindezaclothing.com.
You heard that. And also go follow her on her Instagram page. Drop that.
That Girl Rio.
Again, once again, what was that?
That Girl Rio.
You heard her. Go check out them tattoos. Them tattoos is fire. Yeah. I still can't get a tattoo on my thigh. She crazy as hell. Lord. That hurt. But everybody, thank you for tuning in. We're about to get to our motherly duties, like I said. And follow, subscribe, like, share, rate the show. By the way, I had a little hater because I guess they didn't like the truth, you know. So rate up the show 5 stars. Everybody, have a good day.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening.